hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy here as well. We have our buddy Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures on the line with us to share a major announcement for the world. Are you ready, Clay?
I think so. I've been prepping for this all day.
You've been pressing? Are you sure? This is big news. I was afraid you were going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about, which would have been embarrassing. So I'm glad at least you have been planning accordingly. So it's your boat.
Actually, today I do know what you're talking about, which is a major change. That's excellent.
Yes. All right. Well, here's the deal. It's time to announce another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, bigger and better than ever. And this time we're going where, Clay? I'll let you share in the festivities here.
We are going to the Northeastern Caribbean.
Yay!
Believe it or not, yep, we're going around, and we are going to be dealing with, you know, having Scuba Pro on board.
Yep.
They'll have some test gear. We will have Dive Training magazine on board, and they're going to be doing a photo shoot of their infamous cover, which is, I don't know, describe their cover. It's very cool.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, Dive Training magazine, a very unique magazine in that when you look at the cover, it looks like a cool magazine. It might be a diver in some exotic location like Saba St. Kitts, the itinerary we're going to do with Explorer Ventures. Yeah. You open that cover, and then you see the reverse angle of that picture, which is kind of a unique thing they've done for many, many years. And I made a New Year's resolution here in January on like the first show of the year where I said, on my list of things I want to do is to go on a photo shoot with Dive Training and shoot a cover of Dive Training magazine. We're going to do it with Explorer Ventures in Saba and St. Kitts. That's the plan. You know, now we get out there and something happens and, you know, the weather doesn't cooperate. We may not get that cover, but we're going to make the attempt. Barry and Ruth are going to be on board with us.
Hey, Greg!
What?
Greg, stop getting in the picture! Greg! Greg, stay away from here!
No, but it's... I'm like Waldo. photobomb. You know, I might do that. I don't know. Clay, would you think Barry and Ruth would get mad if I photobombed the dive training cover shoot?
Yeah, I'm pretty not sure.
You're probably right. And the only downside, you know, I'm actually making a dream come true or a resolution come true. But the thing is, though, it's not going to happen until 2014. So it took me a year, but we're getting there.
And you could come up with a different New Year's resolution for this year and save this one for next.
Well, that'd be too much work. Why? I don't need that much pressure. You know what I mean? So we'll just take this one and make it count.
He's going to stop wearing three-piece suits in 2013. That is his resolution. He's no longer going to wear a vest when he wears a jacket.
And so now I'm just going to go with a two-piece. Drinking in, ladies. Drinking in. All right, so it'll happen in 2014. Care. Yeah, he just threw up a little in his mouth, I understand. You know, it's January 18th, 2014, so you got plenty of time to plan for this adventure. I'm excited. It's one of my favorite itineraries with Explorer Ventures. I've done it before. It's always something new and unique, and it's because there's some land tours associated with this liveaboard adventure that is unlike any other trip you would encounter, right, Clay?
Yeah, it's very cool. We dive St. Kitts, Saba, occasionally St. Martin as well, but But the islands are completely culturally distinct, and it's just a great way to travel between islands, between countries, see the diving, do some touring of the, you know, Brimstone Fort, Mount Misery and St. Kitts, you know, all sorts of places. Saba's absolutely gorgeous, 5 square miles, straight up, straight down, with a road that couldn't be built traversing the island that you never get tired of traveling that road. You get a little scared, but you never get tired.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of, the roads are a little narrow, but they're fun. It's part of the adventure.
In fact, I often don't sleep for another week afterwards.
You think? Well, maybe.
I doze off and go, ah!
Okay, that's just Bill. Most people enjoy it. But it's a fun itinerary, really great itinerary. But all these extra elements we're going to throw into the mix are, they're really not value added. This is just a totally unique, thing that we're throwing into the party. We're going to do our scuba radio show, of course. We're planning to have the scuba cowboy on board to perform and, entertain everybody on board in the evening after, you know, the diving is done and you kick back, have one of those glasses of wine or beer, whatever your cocktail of choice. And then we'll, of course, we'll have a mermaid on board for, photo ops And here's what we're doing. Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine, who shoot these covers, are going to be on board to attempt to do the same. And we can watch, and you might be able to pick up some tips. But I know one of the ideas, one of the things we're considering, Clay, right, is to have everybody to do like an informal photo contest on board for you to shoot your own, you know, dive training type cover, where you would shoot the front shot and you'd shoot from the rear, which could be very entertaining or interesting when it comes to our model mermaids. I don't know how they're going to feel about the reverse angle. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
Yeah, I hear you. You know, and I you know, it's actually, you look at those covers and it's you think about, oh, you just take a picture from the front, take a picture from the back. There's a lot more to it than that. The more you think about it,
yeah,
the more you get completely confused as to how they pull it off every issue.
It really takes a lot of thought. And in this case, if they decide to use a scuba radio mermaid for their photo subject, I will tell you right up front that they better do that at the beginning of the week. Because towards the end of the week, after they've had all the brownies and cookies, the girls aren't going to be very cooperative in letting them shoot the reverse angle. You hear what I'm saying? They're very sensitive when it comes to that type of stuff. They're typical women, right?
I hear what you're saying. I completely disavow that comment. I had nothing to do with it. I just want that on the record here.
Yes. Well, like I said, just a little word of advice. But, yeah, we'll have this little informal contest. And like I said, photo amateur photo pros or photo wannabes or, you know, just want to improve your photo skills. Barry is a world-class underwater photographer, I mean, on some amazing levels. And he works with his wife, Barry, or Ruth is his subject. His own personal mermaid that he's taken many, many shots with. So if you want to do that type of stuff or pick up a few things, you're going to have an amazing opportunity to pick up a few things or a few tips. And I'm in that category. I can't wait to hang out with those folks and try to improve my underwater, you know, picture taking and some video as well. So we got that. Plus, you know, the folks from Scuba Pro are going to be on board, and we hope that, we're going to maybe have some demo stuff. We're still working out that element, right, Clay?
Yeah, we're still working out the details on that, but the plan is to have some test gear on board, some of the products that they have, you know, in development to, you know, get people's, you know, comments and get some use out of it, see how that works for everybody. And also, I'm sure they'll bring down some fun tchotchke to give away.
Yes, we might have a few prizes. Yeah, for the photo contest or just for fun little giveaways. Of course, we'll have some scuba radio stuff to throw into the mix as well. And, you know, it just really is an amazing time. If we weren't doing any of this extra stuff, just the trip alone is well worth the price of admission. Trust me, you need to go out and do one of these live aboard trips. But the fact that we're doing all this extra stuff and it doesn't cost any more money is some of the best diving opportunities you could ever imagine. Trust me, anybody who's been on one of our scuba radio scuba cruises before will back me up on this. Here's your opportunity to join us, and you got plenty of time to plan ahead. Once again, January 18th, that week, it's a Saturday, or is it a Sunday? It's Sunday to Sunday, is that what it is?
No, Saturday to Saturday.
Saturday to Saturday, okay, and we take off from St. Kitts, and then we land in St. Martin. So you fly into St. Kitts and you fly out of St. Martin. Real easy airfare to do, believe it or not, and very convenient, and really a unique dive adventure awaits for you. 1-800-322-3577 for Explore Ventures, or go to exploreventures.com. Email them, contact them now, tell them you want to be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in 2014, January 18th, and you'll be one of the lucky few. Now, Bill won't be in that category, neither will Jimmy or the Bubble Boy, unless they start working out and look really good in a mermaid tail. But I'm guessing that ain't going to happen, Clay. You won't allow that, right? That won't be my call, that'll be your call, right? Did we lose this?
No, I'll have to make it. I'm open to bribes.
He's open to bribes.
All right.
So basically he's saying if you guys want to pay for a ticket, you can come on. But I'm saying no mermaid tail. Sorry.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Meet me in the Lullaby. It's a long, long way from the Okaloosa here.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is Eric Stone, by the way, and he's playing right now throughout the Florida Keys. I think it was at Snappers in Isla Mirada last weekend, but if you go check boatsongs.com, you can check out the Eric Stone Band performing right now through the Florida Keys. A good time to enjoy some good music if you head down that way in your diving exploits. All right, so we've announced our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You got a whole year to plan. It'll be an amazing adventure, and I can't wait. They keep getting bigger and better than ever. You know, this time we're going to have the folks from Dive Training Magazine on board. We're going to have Scuba Pro, of course, Explore Ventures, a Scuba Cowboy. And of course, we'll have a mermaid or two for photo subjects or just for fun and frolic. So it'll be a good time. Bill keeps pulling his shirt up and auditioning for the mermaid role. That isn't really...
make him stop, Greg.
That's not going to work.
That's actually what I call this dance move.
The mermaid
roll.
Really? The mermaid roll. Hey, yeah, didn't the Scuba Fit girl, from last week, she said something about that mermaid workout. Maybe that in... You're going to need a lot of that, I think. But we'll see. But Big Wave Dave, I believe, is out there promoting scuba-related activities this weekend in St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. Big Wave, welcome. How are you, my friend?
We're actually out to St. Louis Boat Show, having a great time, turning people on to diving. And everybody's wearing beads because guess what? St. Louis is the second largest water degree Mardi Gras parade in the nation.
Okay.
And everyone's wearing beads, and no one's wearing a shirt, and it's 43 degrees.
Yeah, that's just wrong. It depends on what the girls look like.
Well, that's up where the parade's at. This is the boat show. So they went there first, got their beads, came back, and then they'll go back tonight to the party.
Ah.
Interesting. Okay.
By coincidence, second largest Mardi Gras in North America, and largest number of guys that have to wear eye patches.
Interesting. Okay.
It's cold there. Okay. It's not warm.
Yeah. Okay.
But realistically, we're out here with a beard at school, nice and warm, and having a great time.
Yeah. I would be more concerned about, you know, if they're doing like Mardi Gras parties, you know, they jump in the pool. If you don't have that dye.
Yeah.
At least you keep the water nice.
These people are, of course, sober, the ones you know.
Okay, yeah. These are responsible boaters. They're not drinking. They're focused on warmer things and getting out there and doing water sport activities, I guess. Is it pretty busy today in St. Louis at the boat show?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's packed. The pool's been having people in it all day long, you know, working with new customers. Some people stopping by getting information on scuba classes, so it's been a great day.
Excellent. And, what are the conditions out there today? Is it very cold in St. Louis, or what are you seeing outside?
I think it's supposed to be like 40 degrees or so not super cold. I mean, through Florida, and you have to be freezing your butt off.
Yeah. Now, I know you're talking to a lot of people to give them an opportunity to try out diving. That's what the Be a Diver pool does. It tours around the country to events like the boat show there in St. Louis, or big outdoor events where you can come out and give them a little taste. But you run into a lot of divers at these events too, Dave, that I'm sure you start talking a little shop with them. Have they given you any insight on some of the local diving that they have available there in that particular area, maybe when it's slightly warmer?
Well, pretty much everyone from this area may head over. There's a training springs in Illinois that a lot of people go for training dives. Otherwise, it's a little bit south. Into Missouri, of course, you got chain of lakes that everybody's diving out all the time. Crystal clear water. A lot of the resorts actually have a dive resort and do air fills at them.
Okay. Are they doing? Are they actually diving at this time of year too? Is there ice diving going on out there as well, or have you heard?
St. Louis, not really what you call ice diving. You're probably too far south where you could get constant good ice. But I know back home in Wisconsin, they're ice diving right now.
Yep. All right. Okay. Well, does it sound like that spring that you mentioned, that they do a lot of diving out there during the summer months, I assume? Does that sound like a place you'd want to go? Have they given you some insight on what the diving is like there in the general vicinity, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a diving quarry, so it's loaded with planes and cars. You know, so people give something to do in the Midwest before you plan that trip, maybe out to the island of Bonaire or the Bahamas or wherever.
Yeah, so the number one dive site in St. Louis is the local airport. The divers just jump in a plane, head south, and they find a cool place to dive. And then, you know, to stay wet, they got the quarry there, like a lot of Midwestern folks and folks up north during the summer months doing that kind of thing. So how many people have you had in the water so far? Have you done any TV stuff? You do any TV stuff with the local anchors this morning?
We did TV stuff here on Thursday with one of the reporters from Fox 2. Up on you, check out BeDiver.com. You'll get the link for it. And right now, today, we've got about 75 people through. It's going to be a good day.
Nice. And you have the local dive operators helping you out a little bit, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, that's where people got to sign up for scuba class. So we've got a table there with the operators, and people are picking up flyers, learning about regular scuba, Boy Scout scuba, birthday parties, the whole gambit.
Nice. All right. Well, Dave, enjoy yourself. There in St. Louis, stay warm. All you have to do is jump in the water, I guess, because it's a nice, balmy 90-degree water. It keeps it nice and warm in there. And enjoy yourself, and we'll check in with you next time, okay, my friend?
Yeah, no problem. Going home for about 5 days, and I'm going out on a 5-week road trip. So I will be busy.
There you go. BeADiver.com. Go there, and you can follow Big Wave Dave's progress across the country. And stop in and say hi to him and tell him we said so. What, Bill? What are you looking at me like that for?
He's not going to Chicago either. Well, no, he wouldn't go to Chicago because it's already a dive show. He
correct.
Goes to like boat shows.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the idea of the Be a Diver pool is to go to places where divers may not necessarily be. So, you know, sometimes they do a dive event, but most of the time it is like boat shows. You know, they'll go to an airline show like, you know, an aviation show, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. They do a big to-do out there sometimes, and big outdoor events like that. We're talking about it, doing some things with them in conjunction with our Just Plain Radio show and some of the outdoor events that we're doing with that show as well. Which, by the way, I flew solo this week.
Excellent. Just Plain Radio, of course, a great show about carpentry.
Nah.
They just make boards smooth.
That's not true.
For 55 minutes.
It's about airplanes. It's about me learning to fly.
I misunderstood.
To the dive destinations that I want to get to quicker. And I can't wait. And I flew solo twice this week, so I'm getting very close to being able to jump in a plane, fly down to the Caribbean, the Bahamas,
and create
someplace.
A new dive site.
Well,
the wreck of the Holt.
There's this plane. You can dive underwater. No, that's not the idea.
I've landed on four different quarries.
You guys are mean.
Scattered throughout the Midwest.
I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome when I can do that. And then you're going to be thanking me. You're like, hey, Greg, remember when I was joking with you on the radio show about you crashing? I was just kidding. Will you take me over to the Bahamas? And I'm like, no. That's how it'll go. Keep making
now,
fun.
Don't
keep making
flying,
fun, mister.
He's flying to St. Thomas.
Maybe.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Serious? This is unbelievable. All right, so
dumbfounded.
Okay, we've gotten reports that there's a guy out on the street dressed in a diaper, and I got a bad feeling because we have someone on the phone who's saying that it is that person, and I'm guessing it's Drunken Santa because we haven't heard from him for a couple months now. Is this you, Santa?
You'll never find.
Oh boy!
A love like
what are you
mine.
Doing? What are you doing out there, Drunken
the
Santa?
The one to love you the way I do.
Well, you know, he's not a bad singer. He's kind of got it going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lou Rawls.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing out there?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Scuba Radio.
Oh, okay, that is this week, that's right. So you're...
I have Scuba Radio Cupid.
You're Cupid today. That's why you're dressed in a diaper?
Hey,
you know, my answer...
Don't knock it until you try it.
My answer was actually going to rhyme with Cupid. Who knew?
Interesting. What?
These things are very comfortable, Greg. These are not like they used to be in your day.
Okay.
You might want to change those, Cupid.
Yeah, maybe.
Back in the day, they're super comfortable and surprisingly absorbent.
What are you doing out there? Why are you doing this, Santa?
I'm trying to raise money. I heard about the big scuba cruise.
Oh.
And I'm taking donations to go on the scuba cruise with Scuba Radio.
What, are you saying, like, give me money and I'll put clothes on or something? You know?
I'm shooting arrows of love. Oh. I got a bow and arrow.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm shooting arrows of love, and I'm making love connections.
Okay, that explains the SWAT team that is starting to gather there in the parking area. Okay, good luck to you. Do we know a bail bondsman?
A bratwurst and a harp is not a bow and arrow, Greg.
That's just wrong. Well, we're sorry. That's all we can say. But that's what you get sometimes here on the big show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio. Scoop.
Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Pescado Diabolico, the evil god of sharks.
Sharks?
Yep. The story goes that one night when the sea winds moan, old Shark Face will walk upon the land, and all his man-eaters will leave the briny deep and follow him, driving all of us humans back into the sea.
My hat is like a shark's fin.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so I'm starting to wonder, you know, we don't have... are there any good movies coming out that have any kind of diver thing this year? I mean, we're coming up in May, you know, and you know, we had Deep Blue there. We had, you know, Jaws, those kind of things. I'm starting to wonder if Hollywood's not showing us the love. What do you think there, Jimmy, the bubble
I'm
boy?
Still watching Into the Blue on DVD, Blu-ray.
Well, that's just because of Jessica Alba, though.
Yes,
it
is.
That's understandable. But I don't know. I haven't heard much rumblings when it comes to any new films that have any kind of diver thing. You know, we had Sanctum a year or two ago with the cave divers and the rebreathers and things, but I'm not hearing much rumblings. Other than maybe Avatar, the new Avatar that James Cameron's working on. Supposedly it has some kind of water feature to it.
Cool.
That's what the rumbling is. So we'll see if it actually makes it a little bit more enticing for scuba divers. Or not, you know? I think it will. Even the original Avatar had a lot of dive references with some of the...
Christmas tree worms.
Yeah, all that stuff. And divers go, I've seen those things. And then all the landlubbers are like, ooh, that's like alien stuff. I'm like, hello?
What about an Avatar lobster, Greg?
Blue lobster, they
blue
exist.
Blue lobsters.
They exist.
Yeah.
There really are blue lobsters.
Yeah, I saw a picture on the website. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have that up at the Facebook page. For Scuba Radio, we have the Blue Lobster. So another one circulated out there, right there with the new mermaid swimsuit with the Jaws thing on it. I really did. I love that swimsuit.
I do too.
I'm thinking we need to come up with something, maybe not just for the girls, maybe for the guys. Maybe we need a new swimwear. Bill definitely needs a one piece.
My Christmas tree worm?
When he was doing the mermaid role before.
Oh.
When he was trying to audition to be a Scuba Radio mermaid on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
I'm so glad the listeners can't see what goes on in here, Greg.
Trust me, that image that you have in your mind right now, it's just as disturbing in real life.
It's like Jamie Gumm from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Bill, do you have anything to say for yourself?
I think I look hot.
Oh, boy.
I feel hot. I look hot. You guys are just jealous.
Okay. He thinks he looks hot.
I think he puts the lotion in the basket.
For the record, Bill is legally blind. Okay, anyway, who do we got on the line? Is this someone we want to talk to or no? What signal is that? We're gonna beat the conk. Bill's working in hand signals because
radio.
Oh, I was going to say, not only he's deaf and dumb. No, wait, what? What is it?
He's
what?
Rubbing his head and patting
charades.
His belly.
Pat?
Oh, Pat.
Hammer.
Hammer. He's hammering the... From Our World Underwater is on Scuba Radio. Yes. Pat, sorry. I apologize. Bill decided to break out into a game of charades on the show today. It's just, you know, we're a little giddy. I guess we're just getting ready for the big show next weekend.
That's
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It is. That was my first good laugh with you guys today.
Well, as well as everyone else.
That was a lot of work. Thanks.
So what's going
the show's
on?
Coming up.
Yeah,
it's coming up. It's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking good. Give us the rundown. What's been happening as far as preparation for next week's
extravaganza? Well, they've managed to freeze all of the greater Chicago area. Oh. That's the first step.
Well, it's water. I mean,
and we want them to warm up, like coming in, start a little bit of water.
Exactly. There you go.
But we have a really cool thing.
our friend Pup has redesigned the Our World Underwater song. It was written back in 1972.
Right.
And he modernized the song, and it sounds awesome.
Yes, and it's actually...
I mean, he really went overboard on it.
It's on his new CD, which actually is going to debut at Our World Underwater next weekend. So he's actually...
I know, he was telling me that, so I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah, he's supposed to take delivery of the CDs this week, and then he's flying off to Chicago to distribute them accordingly. And yeah, one of the songs on it is the Our World Underwater... I don't, what was that, a theme song from back in the day, or what? How did that song actually come together? Pat, do you know?
It was a theme. It was our theme song, and that's how we started every film festival, and how we started every evening presentation and the seminars with.
Got it.
We played the song, and the song still holds true today. I mean, what we talked about back then in the ocean and saved the waters is still happening today.
There you go. So
it's pretty cool. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed, but Pup's redone it. The Scuba Cowboy redid it, and brought it up. Kind of like a remake. And put his little spin on it, and it turned out really good. He actually played it last year at the show live, and then started putting in some production elements to it, and produced it up real nice for the new CD. So yeah, that'll debut next weekend. What else is going on? I know you got a lot of different events. Yeah,
we got Stan Waterman coming in, and we're celebrating his 90th birthday. So we got some good surprises for him, and we got a really beautiful picture book we made for him.
Excellent.
So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Are you going to punk him or something?
No,
that would be...
Bob.
Probably, that would be scary. But yeah.
You what?
I said you could punk him for his 90th birthday. He has great a sense of humor. He'd enjoy that.
But, yeah.
But we don't want to cause any issues.
We gave my grandfather a 75th birthday party, and it was a surprise. We brought people in from all over the country. Pert near killed the man.
Yes.
He almost had a heart attack right there.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this is a great idea. Who gets a 75-year-old a surprise party?
Right. We have Betty White jump out of a cake.
Oh, God.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Stan Waterman, he's just a blast. He's so entertaining just to sit there and talk to. He has tons of stories, several great books that he's usually signing for folks there on site. And what else do you got going on this year, Pat?
Well, we've had Bob Marks coming back in, and he's, got a bunch of treasures he's going to be, donating to the silent auction and helping us raise some money.
Excellent.
So that's kind of nice.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, Bob always does a good job with that, And then Ernie Brooks is back in. He's got two presentations he's doing. So him and Stan go back years, and so those two together are pretty funny.
Yeah, well, yeah, they are. And some of the photography work of Ernie and Stan will just blow your mind. Really will. I mean, but they're just fun guys to talk to as well. So it just depends, it is like the best of both worlds. They can tell some great stories, and then you look at their books, and you look at their pictures and things, and you're like, oh my God, this guy's like a photography genius. And they're so approachable and easy to talk to. And Bob Marks is great, too. He's not very good on the radio, because there's not a beep machine that works fast enough for him. You hear what I'm saying, Pat? You know what I'm talking about. He is definitely...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He is a treasure hunter, salt of the earth character for sure, man. And he is just a ball. But he's definitely put our sensors on alert. Actually, I think it was last year he did that.
Yeah.
Then you got the film festival. Yeah, the film festival is Saturday night, I believe.
Two film festivals. Yeah, Friday night and Saturday night. Those are jam-packed. Friday is pretty much freshwater and wreck diving, and Saturday night is oceans and the ocean environment and all. Both those are pretty good. We have 100 seminars.
Excellent. So you brush up on some skills or learn about a new place to go diving, that kind of thing, right? And then what about the the silent auction? I mean, that's one of the big benefits, or you're raising money for, a couple of organizations.
This year they're doing it on the radio. Silent auction.
The silent auction is a big one that raises money for the Timmerly Foundation. It's our foundation.
Yes. Yeah, just ignore Bill.
Support aquatic. Supports aquatic education and aquatic programs in the Midwest.
Right.
Making ships, helping kids learn about diving.
Hey, and you can score some pretty cool stuff, because they get some really nice things there in the silent auction. So you just go there, ourworldunderwater.com. They can go there and get all the information, ticket info, and everything. Right, right, Pat?
Everything's right there. Yep.
Okay. There you go. Well, enjoy.
And Monday we'll have the show program up on the website.
Excellent. Okay, ourworldunderwater.com. Thank you so much, Pat Hammer. We appreciate it, and good luck
Thank
next
you.
Weekend, buddy.
Thank you, and thanks for the laugh.
You got it. There you go, Pat Hammer. And, yeah, Our World Underwater, great, great time. And, you know, the divers there, very dedicated as well. I love hanging out with the Chicagoland divers from the area. I'm going to miss not going this year. Bub's going to go there and kind of represent for our crew cool. this year. We got some commitments down south to do some other things. But our heart is with you, and we wish you the best next weekend for Our World Underwater.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
So during the break there, you know, I'm talking with Jimmy the Bubble Boy and Bill the producer about what our future plans are, whether it's helping to shoot the cover for Dive Training Magazine there and Saba St. Kitts, or even better yet, you know, I'm learning to fly. I'm on my way to becoming a pilot, and we have this other show, Just Plane Radio. You can follow my progress along for that if you care to, but it's a fun activity. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of parallels between learning to dive and learning to fly a plane. It's very similar, especially if you get into advanced training for diving. Like, I'd probably put learning to fly a plane on the level of becoming a dive master or rebreather or technical dive training. It's a little tricky. It's a little above the scope maybe of becoming an open water diver, but there's some really good parallels in the training process, and some of the stuff I'm learning about flying and diving is helping me as a diver, because they follow checklists. They're very, very strict on this aviation stuff, and if you could apply that to diving, and some of the rebreather companies actually do. They actually have pulled from the aviation industry checklists and things, and are using them as part of their dive training.
Well, of course, because when you're doing open circuit diving, if something goes wrong, you go to the surface. When you're on a plane,
you go to the surface if something goes wrong.
It's a little bit more involved than that, isn't it?
No, it's not, actually.
Well, you glide
right back. No,
the velocity. I think the velocity is different. You know, I suppose 2 miles an hour going up, not faster than your bubbles, as opposed to what, Greg? Don't land faster than the stuff falling off your plane.
Yeah, no, you don't want to fall as fast as the stuff that falls out of your plane, actually.
Maybe a little bit slower.
That would hurt, yeah. Probably figuring the speed of bubbles. That's how you want to land as well. The same way they would ascend. If they were sinking at the same speed, that would be a good speed for a plane landing.
Yeah, but it would be bad if there were bubbles so that you could tell how fast you were going.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Those little cross over the water flying.
If you throw a lead weight out the window and it goes up instead of down, you're probably going too fast.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Descending.
But, yeah, that actually is more appropriate. But regardless, some of those skills I'm learning as a pilot are... I have no doubt they are making me a better diver, because I will apply some of these checklist things that they do in aviation. And actually, there's a company that does just that. They've actually made they have like aviation checklists or pilot checklists, and then they've have a thing called Scuba Check, and they've made a list.
At the checklist.com, a.k.a. Checklists R Us, we've got all of your checklists. I had a list here of what they were, but I don't know where put it.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, are you going to go all the way to flight instructor? And then you could teach Kelly, the Brazilian bikini model, how to fly.
Well, you never know. Maybe.
Oh, wait, we know. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Why is that not happening?
Greggy.
Yeah, you're assuming I make it to instructor.
No. I think you might make it to instructor. I cannot in a million years imagine the scenario where we hear, Greggy, the flight instructor, you are the best flight instructor in the whole world.
Oh, it could happen. I could pay her enough.
I can't imagine you taking her as a client.
Well, that's true. I know much more than I did about Kelly than when I first started and decided I'd make her a dive student.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't be her helper boy on that, Greg. I definitely couldn't be her helper.
There's a lot of stories, you know, that we've covered on this show or participated in. Most of them are documented in some shape or fashion on Scuba Radio. You know, that's one of the reasons I haven't written a book like Eric did, who we talked to earlier about this, living the life in the Caribbean as a dive instructor. I've been asked many times or suggested to from friends and things, man, Greg, all these stories you do, you need to write a book. I'm like, you know what? That's kind of what Scuba Radio is. And so The fact of the matter is I'm too lazy to write, but I have flirted with the idea of putting up some old classic shows online, which we are always keep an archive of probably a couple years at least of past shows of Scuba Radio online at scubaradio.com, so you can catch up and hear about some of these exploits from over the years, but even going farther back and putting up shows from 15 years ago, they're out there. We have them available.
And I remember him like it was yesterday. Oh, Greg, okay, this will be great, Greg. All right, I'll push the button now, Greg. Go. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, explosions.
There's a lot of that.
Blood, guts, you name it. We've had it all.
The audiobook as narrated by Martin Sheen.
Yeah, but you know, all the stuff that I felt appropriate for air, we put it, and then most of it wasn't, but it, for my standard. But as far as writing a book and being... telling Scuba Radio Exposed or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That would just get me arrested.
There's that.
Yeah.
All the things
all
you
the
said
legalities,
you couldn't say.
Right.
You know, if you get diagnosed with some sort of disease where you're going to die in 6 weeks, will you at least tell me the story so I can write them down?
Well, okay, there you go.
I've written 4 books, damn it. I could write a book.
The Memoirs of a Mermaid Master or The Chum Bucket List.
I like that one a lot. Speaking of not okay for air, you should have heard Captain Slate's response when he just called me and I said, uh-oh, we've only got 90 seconds left. I don't think we can get you on the air.
It wouldn't last as long as my burp.
It was quite honestly just a series of expletives. He was apparently out working on the boat and didn't have his phone with him.
Okay.
So we'll missed our call, but we will talk to him next week.
Yeah, he has a new reality TV show in the works. It is initially called Clean Slate. Now it's called The Real Slate. So we'll get the lowdown, maybe talk to him next week.
Yeah, the first episode was actually 4,700 beeps. And they said, we're going to have to do this differently.
Yeah, no.
We're going to go internet only.
No, they decided just keep it in. But it's like, guess what we're talking about? You know, that kind of thing. No encapsulate, trust me. You'll be able to figure it out by just watching the video. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.